Harper? How do you sign Matt Holliday? How do you not sit there and make a run at Machado? I mean, that's the guy that I would want. I would do everything I could to get Machado to be the third baseman next year.
Luke Weaver will pitch against Cubs lefty Mike Montgomery on Friday night to kick off the three-game series. Saturday afternoon, Miles Michaelis against Jose Quintana, and then Sunday is a night game, John Gant against Kyle Hendricks. A fan at Wrigley Field last night, five staples to his scalp after suffering a head wound when a metal tile fell off the iconic Wrigley Field scoreboard during the game. Luckily, the 19-year-old fan was wearing a plastic batting helmet at the time. Officials don't know if the tile was dropped by a scoreboard operator or if it otherwise became dislodged during the game. Cubs spokesman says he believes that's the first time that has ever happened during a game at Wrigley Field. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Spiro's, the original St. Louis Greek restaurant serving the St. Louis area since 1975. Two locations, one in Chesterfield, one in St. Charles. That St. Charles location on Bluestone Drive has a European stone oven where they cook over cherry wood for that perfect flavor on every steak, lamb chop, and vegetable. Check out the steak croissado, prepared tableside for your dining pleasure. Two beef tenderloin medallions sautéed with onions, peppers, and mushrooms, and a red wine sauce. Another Greek favorite, moussaka. That's ground sirloin and lamb over pan-fried potatoes, then rice and vegetables thrown in, and it's all covered with a white cream sauce. Check out their menu online at spiros-restaurant.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. If you'd like to sponsor the news, weather, or sports in this broadcast, email me, Tim, at gatewaypi.net. If you'd like to have Frank O'Pinion speak for your business with a live endorsement, email him, frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Lester Sports Bar & Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Buy Early Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buy Early Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Buy Early. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Buying a home is more than just about rates and closing costs. And I'll tell you, I don't see us getting beat on that very often. But it should be one of the most exciting times of your life. At the Home Loan Expert office, my underwriters will get you pre-approved the day you call in, and we can close on your new home purchase in as little as 14 days. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Missouri, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you. Preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes with smells that make you wish you ordered that, or the next one, or the next. until that moment comes when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly because you're going to enjoy world-class wine or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place, and whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
A lot of stuff. No idea what that meant.
That was you.
Yeah, I know. Didn't mean anything.
A lot of stuff.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I'll have a name for you by next week of the lady that a listener dealt with. And this listener said this is the nicest person that he'd ever dealt with at any bank. And we'll talk later about the rate, home loan rate. It's pretty interesting, and I think it just might be we can push you over the edge to do your banking there. But we'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right. At the, stop the music a second, because you, whether you know or not, I heard you singing along with the theme of My House on the Air, listen, and we got the part where it said, listen in your car or your underwear, and then you said something like, why don't you push it up your derriere? You did.
Wow.
You did, yeah. Oh, yeah. Up your derriere.
You don't understand.
I sung, turn the volume up in your derriere.
You sung? You mean you sang?
I sang, yeah. Sorry.
Turn the volume up in your derriere?
Yeah, it fits.
He is a Method radio board up. I'm telling you, I said this long ago in my first month here. When that song's going, he sits there and waves his hands in the air like he's conducting a symphony. And when everybody chimes in with the FM, his hands go out like this, like he's superstar.
Wow.
You know, it's unbelievable.
Getting into the feel of it, you
yeah.
know, opening
but
up the
you realize when you say turn the volume up in your, you're saying shove the radio up your butt. That's what you're saying. Turn the volume up in your derriere. Start the music again. He's our control board operator and apparently kind of sick and twisted, telling people to put their radios up their butts. He spent, maybe he got that stuff from Great Britain. We'll go for that stuff here. He spent 19 years there, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right. He's the one, the only, Limestone Limey, Trevor Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Earlier, Marv called up and asked if Princess Diane Spencer was related to the Stuarts, and apparently she is. So there you go.
And you just called her Princess Diane.
I did.
Mm-hmm. It's Diane.
I did. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
You really aren't.
I actually called her Princess Diane. I just left a space.
Okay. Thank you for that. In the glass booth, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, thanks for messing up almost every name on the screen today for callers for Scott Sherman. Way
you're
to
welcome.
Go. Way to go, buddy.
You're welcome.
Say hi to your sponsor.
Anything I can do to help the show. I'd like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you are working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and get a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody. And hello to the Hazelwood Central alumni. If you want to find out about the class reunion, 78 to 80 for this weekend. Go to the
Facebook page. Do a class reunion for 3 years.
Of, yes. Yeah.
What is that?
That's what they do now. All these schools will get together. And they'll combine like 78 through 80, and they have a class reunion.
No, I don't like that.
And they get together. So this weekend it is. So it
doesn't matter what I like. I haven't been to one of them anyway.
Hazelwood Central alumni on Facebook. You can find out all the information.
Is that where you went?
Yes, I went there. 76,
Did they
though.
Call you and say, hey, would you put the word out? And contacted you somehow?
Yeah. They actually...
Could you, shut up?
Our band is playing at Redfish Bluefish Friday night, and hopefully a bunch of them will come over.
See how he worked that in there?
I knew a lot of them.
Eventually he worked into the whole band promotion thing.
I knew a lot of them from 78.
Okay, there he is, Dan Strauss. Now, chowing down on some pretzels, I believe it is, from Kirkwood Brewhouse next door, is our newsman. And I believe pretzels are carbohydrate. Carbohydrate is an energy producer, is that right? And you need energy when you have two jobs. Oh, that's right. He's not just a newsman. He's also a private investigator. He has for 10 years now been a private investigator, has his own firm. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. That's the first time I've ever had those pretzels because I don't usually eat carbs.
They're good.
This is like, I'm having kind of a carb week because it's a
good.
Big week for me. That's the first, probably the last time I'll ever have them. They're too good.
Folks, these pretzels are the size of your wrist. I mean, they're big pretzels, soft pretzels. They're really good.
My firm, Gateway Investigations, will celebrate 10 years in business this October. I help people find long-lost relatives. I help people find their adoptive parents or their children that they may have given away. I help people find anybody for any reason, and it only costs $150. If I don't find them, I don't charge you anything. I can't beat that. Email me if you have that going on in your world, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, has been for 30 years. Worked for us. Bernice is in heaven, where she's been for what, we say, 10 years, Dan? How long has Bernice been dead? Like 8 years, 10 years, something like that?
I think it was 2004 or 3.
That's 10 years.
I don't remember.
That would be 14 years.
14,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry. Whew, well, that's where she is. And I know where this guy is. He's over. Well, he just came back from next door at Kirkwood Brewhouse. And this is sad. They caught him stealing, and he's owned up to it. And now we're trying to work out the legal. What'd you steal? What'd you steal?
Cheese.
Oh, come on, man. You get it? That's too bad. We'll keep you posted. I don't think he's going to jail, but we'll let you know. How about giving it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I heard from a listener who went there for, actually shopped around for a home loan at a certain price, and I think the number is $400,000 or $500,000, like $450,000. If that's the mortgage, that's a jumbo loan. And usually a jumbo loan has a higher interest rate than just a regular home loan. According to this person, The jumbo loan rate at First Community beat the regular 30-year home loan rates at every other place he checked with. I mean, he was blown away by what he was able to accomplish and what they offered at First Community Credit Union. And even told me he went back to another place he'd done business with for years and said, can you match this? And they just said, no, we can't. So there you go. I say that one of the reasons that a lot of people switch and decide to stop doing their banking where they were doing it and move to First Community Credit Union is rates. Their rates are extremely competitive. Home loan, car loan, whatever, whether it's rates on money you're borrowing or money you're saving, it's a place to bank and a great place to bank. You don't have to have the name, the word bank in your name. It'd be a great place to bank. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and they have over 40 locations, headquartered in Chesterfield Valley. You can find out a whole lot more. I should drop in and get some popcorn. And grab a little. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry, I've got that sickness that you gave me.
I didn't give it to you.
Yeah, you did.
How do you know I gave it to you?
Because
you could have gotten it anywhere. Mine wasn't like that. I didn't have that
coughing,
same cough,
phlegm in the chest.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. First Community. FirstCommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
He was in Wichita. I saw his television appearance in KAKE Television. Thank you to the listener who sent it to me. I sent it to Dan last night, and Dan said, just said a while ago, you did? He didn't even see it. I was hoping he'd post it on Facebook.
It's up there.
It's up there now?
Yes.
All right, way to go. You can see Bill's TV appearance, and I think I did a decent job, I thought. I was very proud of Bill Cleveland, except for the part where he said, I've been on the radio for 20 years. Yeah, on this show. He could have said
that he's AM in the PM.
Well, or something.
But he didn't.
There was a time when he had a stint at KZK.
That didn't even count. Nobody heard him. Nobody heard him over there. That didn't even matter. He didn't make a mark over there. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. They've made a mark, and a big one. They are the largest selling replacement window company in the United States. They sell more replacement windows than anybody by far. Number two isn't even close. Find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up for the man who's an author, a speaker, a television star, a radio star. Wow, and he looks kind of like Matt Lauer. Bill Cleveland.
And yet, I still only have four people clapping for
me. No, you had five, Bill. I did it. I slipped.
I slipped, and
I haven't slipped for a few days, and I did. So edit it out. You know what to do, Lyle.
I got you. So
hang on.
Radio edit.
He's an author. He's a public speaker. He's a TV personality. He's a radio personality. Give it up for Bill Cleveland.
That sounds more loud.
That's that sound from his speaking engagement last night.
No, he had over 200 people.
Whew. Yeah, he did.
Over 200. Whoa. Where are you now?
Still in Wichita. I'll be here tonight, and then I'll be here throughout the day tomorrow and head back on Saturday. But, yeah, we had a nice crowd. Yeah, I didn't know what to do when I had 200 people applauding last night.
Probably hurt your ears.
You're used to having four people.
He only brought four books to sell.
You could have gotten them and said, can I ask 196 of you not to applaud so I'll feel at home?
No. They were great. Actually, it was a really good crowd. Sometimes you just never know, but they were a lot of fun and nice people here in Wichita, a town that I absolutely love. I will say there are probably, I don't know, maybe three or four towns in this country that I have visited where I can say, you know what, I could totally live there. And Wichita is one of those towns. And I think there are a lot of people that are surprised when they get here and they see how much stuff they have, what a really cool vibe the city has. And it's obviously a Midwestern town, but it's hip. And I'll tell you, last night, a friend of mine came through town. They're from St. Louis. Joe, hello if you're listening. And he was traveling with his wife, and they were coming back from Colorado, and they knew that I was going to be doing the speaking event last night. He said, you know what, we'll just stop in Wichita, check out your event, and then we'll, you know, stay the night and head back to St. Louis on, today. And so he had never been to Wichita either, and he was sort of skeptical, because I told him, I'm like, I'm telling you, it's a great town. And so, sure enough, last night after we had dinner, he goes, I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. I was very surprised at how much stuff is here. So whether it's really great restaurants or just little cool little things. Like this afternoon, I went and checked out a place that was in the old town part of Wichita, and they had an arcade deal where you pay, I think it was $10, and for the whole day you can play like pretty much every arcade game that has ever been invented. They have them in this gigantic store. And just little cool things like that everywhere around Wichita.
They spit those tickets out where you have to have 9,000 tickets to get a plastic spider.
No. Yeah, like the T-ball or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, these are the old arcade games. So like you have the joystick and you have the buttons.
Okay.
And so
Pac-Man,
Super Mario Brothers.
Stuff,
and,
yeah,
Pac-Man and King Kong, or what's it called? Donkey Kong, excuse me, and all of those. And yeah, so just really a lot of fun. Today though, my favorite was going to, so I think we talked about this before, Pizza Hut was founded here in Wichita. And so they have, they've just opened a Pizza Hut museum. And essentially what it is the very first Pizza Hut location. So it's a very small building, and it's located now, they took it apart and put it back together on the campus of Wichita State University. And so to sort of, I guess, inspire future entrepreneurs. And so I went there today. Again, it's very small, but it's pretty neat to see. They still have the original logo hanging outside the building, the original sign there, and you know, a lot of sort of, I guess you'd call them, artifacts from over the years of you know, Pizza Hut and menus from around the world where Pizza Hut is located, which is kind of interesting to see. But it was founded with the help of a $600 loan from the brothers that founded Pizza Hut, from the mom. The mom loaned them $600, and so they opened their first shop. Things went pretty well, and so at the time, this would have been in the, I think in the, don't quote me on this, but I want to say it was in the 60s, early 60s.
That sounds about right.
And so, and then the, so they were going to expand. They wanted to do some other ones. And they reached out to this guy that kind of designed buildings and whatever, and so he said, can you give me a quote on what it's going to cost you, you know, consulting fees and, you know, whatever to design it. And the cost was going to be $30,000. And the guy goes, well, we can't afford that, you know. And so the guy says, I'll tell you what, you give me $100 for every store that you open. $100 every store that you open. 10,000 stores they want.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In the time that this contract was going. So he, you know, they obviously saw something in this business that even the founders didn't see. So they're all over the country now, of course, around the world, I guess.
Well,
so, yeah, it was pretty cool to see that.
Actually, Bill, a fun fact for you, but I had my 8th birthday party in a Pizza Hut.
That's a great story.
Thank you.
That is interesting.
Is that over in England?
That was over in England.
I told you that
earlier. Oh, there's a Pizza Hut.
In England, they call it P-I-Z-Z-A-R, Pizza Hut.
So the guy that said give me $100 a store ends up with $10 million.
Yep. Whew. Yep. Pretty smart deal on his behalf. And again, that was when they just had like 2 stores. So, I mean,
wow. Yeah,
this guy obviously saw that this was going to be a big deal. And this, again, they were really on the forefront before any of these other pizza places, you know, kind of, and they just kind of knew that this was going to be a thing that people were, and my gosh, look around today. How many pizza places do we have?
No, you're right. Do remember, I don't remember any Pizza Hut before I remember, I mean, any pizza chain before I saw a Pizza Hut. So they were probably the first.
When I was growing up, they had they called it Book It. It was, I don't know if anybody else would remember this, probably not. Maybe Trevor would. So they used to have these little pins or a little button, and it was called Book It. And so when you read a book at school or whatever, you would get a star on this little pin. And then when you had enough stars, you could go into Pizza Hut and you'd get like a free, I don't know.
I do remember that.
Something like that. But that was a big deal when you were a kid.
That was huge.
And to go and get that. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, oh crap! I said it.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
Get it by me.
Sorry about that. But you want to check that out? I'll have nothing's on my website just yet. We'll get some stuff up there in the next few days. But certainly on Facebook, facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. If you want to follow along some Wichita travels, and I guess that's about it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road on 590 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. See you later.
For the people who were there last night. Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about why more people buy this replacement window than any other in the United States. Now, I didn't have the heart to do this to Bill because he's on kind of a high right now. He had TV appearance, big book signing deal. But somebody pointed out to me that there's something Bill does a lot.
What's that?
And at some point, when it's the right time, I'm going to tell him. And once I tell him, it's sort of like years ago when somebody told me, they said, Frank, you say you know all the time. You know, and as soon as they told me that, I quit. I stopped it. And there have been a couple of things like that, and I'm grateful that people pointed it out.
When you would say, good night.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. That's an expression instead of saying GD or something. Yeah. I say good grief or good night. I'm talking
good
about
gracious.
No, I'm talking about grammatical expressions. Oh. What Bill does is, and And a lot of uhs. Now, if he's listening, which I don't think he is.
He might be on the app.
Probably crying now.
It's called a crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a crutch. It took me a while to kick it.
Was that after your knee surgery?
Yeah, it was. And my crutch was, shut your mouth. I'd be like, hello, everyone, from the father. Shut your mouth.
Really?
No.
Oh, come on, not really.
Shut your mouth.
Dan, you idiot.
From the 590 newsroom. Try, shut your mouth.
I try, and I'm not always successful, I try not to say, because there is someone on the radio who says every four words says, I was in the traffic, and so I try not to do it, but it's not until somebody calls you out on it that as you're about to do it, you realize it's very much like the anyway thing with Bernice. Bernice has stopped more people from saying anyway. I rarely say it because of her, because I can almost hear her. She's getting ready to jump on me anyway if I start to do it. I don't know. Where do I start here? Here's where I'm going to start. Larry Connors is out tonight with a little laryngitis issue.
I wonder how he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just laryngitis?
Kissing.
That wasn't funny.
Kissing Frank in the parking lot like you did?
Well, they share microphones, so I'm just saying.
Frank. Mm.
It's Mick Jagger's birthday today, 75 years old.
Wow.
On stage, he looks exactly and struts exactly the same as he did 50 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but have you seen how old his current girlfriend is, or his current baby mama?
How old?
She's like 25 or 28.
Yeah.
Good, Mick.
Yeah.
There's a phrase for that in this country, Limey, and that's called good work if you can get it.
Yeah. But if you look at old footage of him, aside from some wrinkles, he's the same size.
Yep.
He has the same strut, the same antics, the same not much has changed. It's hard to talk to kids about what horrible things drugs do to you when you got guys like Mick Jagger running around and Willie
Keith
Nelson
Richards.
And Keith Richards, who should have been dead a long time ago.
He looks like he died. No one pushed him over.
And it's also one of your favorite peoples that you talk about in life. Birthday. And that's grammatically correct for me to say that because I know you're about to jump me.
No.
It's one of your favorite people's birthday
today. That is
today.
Correct. Favorite people's apostrophe. Mm-hmm. Yes. Who is it?
Female. Actress. You say
her
name.
Oh, Streep?
No, you say her name all the time.
Sandra
Buttocks.
Exactly.
Buttocks.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that Buttocks is something. Sandra Buttocks is like 56 or something.
Oh, I was going to say 40, 49.
I'm going to go 47.
54.
Oh, whoa. 54. Really?
54.
Wow. There you go. That wasn't far off.
Well, what do you know?
I like Sandra Bullock.
Above 50.
I would like to remind people to please tip waiters and waitresses. I'm going to give you an example of how little it takes to make a difference in somebody's day, because if multiple people did this, if you have a tab of $30, that's either a big lunch or a dinner. The difference between a 15% tip and a 20% tip is a buck and a half. Okay? A 15% tip on $30 is $4.50. A 20% tip is $6. It's a buck and a half. But it's a big deal. Because if everybody did that, I'm not telling everybody to tip 20%. You go, well, some people don't deserve a big tip. The service was horrible. I personally, this is just me, I never, ever tip less than 15. And usually it's 20 to 30. Because it's not going to change my life. But it is really important and special to somebody who does that for a living, not because it's their first choice. I don't know too many 40-year-old women waiting tables who decided at 20, I'm going to wait tables for the next 20 years. No, they do it because they have to do it. And usually it's a female, usually single mom, working two jobs. They have a bad day occasionally. Service isn't always perfect. Please take care of the wait staff. That's just my request. There's a kid in the news. His name is William Malis. He is 11. He just graduated from St. Petersburg College in Florida. He's a college graduate at 11.
Hmm.
He started college in 2016 after he graduated from high school at 9.
My God.
Every couple of years you hear about a kid like this, some freak of nature, a genius.
They had some little girl on CBS Sunday Morning like that.
It's just dumb.
She is like, she is already composing. She's a composer, and she's like 12.
Yeah.
And talking like she's a 30-year-old that has been composing forever. She's unbelievable.
I believe they call them child prodigies.
Yes, she was incredible.
I just think that they're generally not... I don't know.
They're going to have a messed up adult.
Yeah.
Now what's she going to... Okay, so what? The girl's 12 years old and she graduates college. Now what?
No, not the girl in graduation.
Or the guy.
The kid did
the
at 11. Kid. I'll tell you what he's going to do. Yes, I will tell you what he's going to do. No, I'll tell you what he's going to do. His parents said at 2 he could do math. By 4 he had mastered algebra. At 4! So, next he plans, he's going for his doctorate at University of South Florida. And he will be an astrophysicist.
Wow.
And
what
he will complete his doctorate by the time he's 18, the same age most people enter college. He's finished with his doctorate.
Now, what's this kid? Okay, he's going to go to medical school at age 12.
Astrophysicist.
All right, he's going to go to astrophysicist school at age 12. What's he do on Friday nights for the next 4 years?
Well, that's the problem. See, I don't think they have a well-adjusted... I don't think a kid like that has a great life.
Is he going to hang out with the other 12-year-olds and talk about what they did in sixth grade?
Probably is
hang out
just
with his mom and dad?
Yeah.
No, I think...
He'll work and study all the time.
Oh, for God's sake.
Kids like that are socially awkward.
Hold on, about to die.
I'm about to die. I think I'm choking.
You got a...
You need the hind lick?
I read, when you choke like that, drink a half cup of sand.
Sand?
Yes.
Sand.
Why? Just swallow dry sand.
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're dumb enough to do that, what I just said do, that's
it
why.
It scratches your throat.
I thought there was going to be like a punchline or something.
No, there's no punchline. I just was nothing.
It sure would change Dan's Heimlich idea.
Yeah.
Make it a lot drier.
Well, and that joke's 50 years old.
I had never heard it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The Heimlich?
Yeah.
No.
There's actually a joke, and the punchline is, it's a southern guy who goes, yeah, that's called the Heimlich. He goes down and licks a guy's butt and chokes. And then the punchline goes, hey, you ever heard of the Heimlich maneuver? Yeah, that's a joke. I am actually really glad to see this. The Food and Drug Administration will start enforcing a federal standard that defines milk. I can't stand this soy milk, almond milk. It's not milk. There are no teats on an almond. You can't milk an almond.
What about breast milk?
That's milk.
Yep.
The FDA says they're going to start cracking down, and milk has got to be something that comes from the milking. Here's the quote, the milking of one or more healthy cows or other animals, like goat milk.
So if it's got a teat, it's milk?
Yeah, goats.
It comes from a teat.
Yeah, the plants aren't, that's not milk. So they said soy milk and things like that are going to have to change their labels. They can't call it milk anymore. Good.
What about milk duds? Are they going to change too?
No, because they have milk in them, real milk.
They do?
Milk duds. Yes, because they have milk chocolate in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. One in every four couples now in this country have a non-traditional marriage where the wife earns more than the husband. 25% of marriages, she earns more than he does.
My ex-wife made more than me.
I believe.
Did that bother you?
Nope, absolutely not.
Made more than I.
Oh, sorry, my ex-wife made more than I.
Yeah. And on a similar note, Frank, 25% of marriages in this country, the husbands want to kill their wives.
Yeah.
Or if it's the same 25%.
I don't know, but I actually don't think I'd like that. I'm old school, sexist. I don't think I'd like it if my wife made more than I did for the last who knows how many. I'm just serious.
It wouldn't bother me.
Hence my joke of them wanting to kill her. Come on, six.
No, we got it.
Come on, six. Come on, 18
you have
more minutes. Come
you
on,
have
six.
I knew what you were doing.
You have until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day to bid for Elvis Presley's jet. Not the one sitting at Graceland. He had another jet. This thing has been sitting out in that desert
plane graveyard. Have you ever seen that picture of all those jets out
I've
in the desert?
I've always wanted to go there.
It's in the Boneyard in Roswell, New Mexico. It's been sitting there for 35 years. It's a 56-year-old plane.
Wow.
It's not going to fly. But some of the stuff inside, it's still there. The gold tone, you know, knobs and custom woodwork and velvet, red velvet seats. It's got red shag carpeting in it. And the bidding ends tomorrow. I can't even imagine why anybody would want
to. Does it say what it's up to?
They don't give a number. It just says the bidding ends of tomorrow. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know what you should do? Just go ahead and get a good cough out.
Yeah, can I just go step outside?
No, just do it. Turn the mic off. Just do it. Yeah, get it out.
Cough.
See? That's actually good for you. You feel better. But you do have to be careful because sometimes when you cough, it puts pressure on that other side.
Yeah, right.
Other
next end. Thing you know,
on the hind leg.
Yeah, and when you cough like that, don't trust your gas. Okay, it might be more than gas.
Guy sits down at a bar next to a woman and orders a glass of champagne. And she turns and looks at him and she says, "I just want to say that this is what a coincidence." He says, "What do you mean?" She says, what a coincidence. I order a glass of champagne, which is not common at a bar, and then here you walk in not knowing that, and you order a glass of champagne. What a coincidence. He says, I guess it is quite a coincidence. She says, that accent, where are you from? She says, by the way, my name is Nancy. He says, my name is Brad. She says, what's with that accent? He goes, I spent some time in Australia, a little bit of time in Great Britain. She says, and you live here now? He says, I do. I'm a chicken farmer. You know, cocks and hens and the like. She says, so, I don't mean to be personal. I just wanted to, I saw it was quite a coincidence. We both ordered champagne. She said, I ordered it because I'm celebrating something special. He says, oh, I'm celebrating something special too. She says, what a coincidence. Another coincidence. They clink their glasses together. And he says, so what are you celebrating? She says, my husband and I have been trying to have a child, trying to get pregnant. And finally today, my gynecologist called and told me I am pregnant. He says, what a coincidence. She says, what do you mean? He goes, well, as I said, I'm a chicken farmer. You know, cocks and hens and the like. And for the last 2 years, I've not been able, none of my hens are fertile, and they're infertile for 2 years. Today, this morning, I finally got some fertilized eggs. Celebrating it. She says, what a coincidence. A pregnancy, fertilized eggs, and they clink their glasses again. She says, can I ask how all of a sudden, how come your chickens, eggs became fertile? He says, yeah, I decided to try a different cock. She says, what a coincidence.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic is brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Traffic starting to ease up a little bit in North County. All highways and ramps have reopened this afternoon. Accident eastbound 70 at Riverview. Accident westbound 70 at Lake St. Louis. Eastbound 44 before 270 a crash. Heavy southbound 270 from Olive to Gravois. Now an accident reported southbound 270 at 64. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rate, zero fees, plus students can earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Vogel Heating and Cooling is proud to present the 49th annual Jack Buck Golf Classic on Monday, August 20th at Whitmore Country Club. Proceeds benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Thanks to the CF Foundation, there are many therapies that help with outcomes for those with CF. There is no cure for this disease, but today there is real hope that a cure is possible, and the CF Foundation is leading the charge. So join Vogel Heating and Cooling and others on August 20th for a full day of activities at the 49th annual Jack Buck Golf Classic at Whitmore Country Club.
Tickets are available now. Purchase online at gateway.cff.org.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Has Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay, well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
So embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. In the past, it's been tough for business owners and independent contractors to get a home loan. Lenders have denied them because they write off too much of their income. That's crazy. With our bank statement mortgage, we no longer need tax returns, pay stubs, K-1s, or 1099s. Your deposits into your bank account are now your income. Write off as much as you like and still qualify for a refinance or the home of your dreams at thebankstatementmortgage.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
Go to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans. We were just told for over an hour we were on Facebook or something. There's a camera in here, and some of these other people
on Facebook
stream
Live.
On Facebook.
Broadcasting.
So,
yeah.
We didn't know we were streaming video of what we did in here, and now we know, and we're not going to let that happen again. We don't want you to see what we look like. You'll never listen again if you see that. We are going to Dallas, Texas, at least by telephone, and checking with Mike Evans. He's brought to us by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, owned by the same terrific family. And you go to dinner at Annie Gunn's, you're going to need reservations. They're closed only on Monday, and they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards and more gift cards. You could give everybody on any gift list, any time of the year, holiday or otherwise, nothing but gift cards from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, and they'd love you forever. Who wouldn't want that? Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Now present from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Hey, home.
Hang on for what?
No, I said, hey, Holmes.
Oh. What's up, Holmes?
What's up with you, man?
I just taking care of my bees. This week, pop quiz. Most stars have their own production company making movies. Today, name the name of the star whose production company is Hello Sunshine.
Oh, nice.
Reese Witherspoon. Jessica Biel. Drew Barrymore.
Now, what is the consensus on this?
Hold on, are you kidding?
Are you kidding? She's got a really, really big jaw.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Limey says, I think she has a big jaw.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm being serious.
Drew, you can't. Oh. She's cute.
Give it to her for the rest of us.
No, you know what? This settles it. You're homosexual.
See, Blimey doesn't like a woman unless they have little tiny corn-like teeth. That's what's beautiful in England.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Wow. I can't believe that you hesitated on Drew Barrymore. Have you seen her chest?
Yeah.
And her cute face.
It's nice.
Homosexual
face.
I am not homosexual.
Well, then you do it for the rest of us.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't make this up. O.J. Simpson is demanding to see Khloe Kardashian's baby because he says he is the granddaddy.
Wouldn't that be great?
Remember the story that O.J. fathered Khloe has been around a long, long time.
Oh, man, we need that. O.J. needs some publicity. Oh. Let's get that going.
O.J. and Kris Kardashian / Jenner, somehow these two dirtbags deserve each other. Oh. Movie review. I reviewed Mission Impossible opens tonight. Fallout last week. I reviewed it. Just a reminder, I called the sixth Mission Impossible the best of franchise of the bunch. Could be the best movie of the year. Definitely the best movie in Tom Cruise's career. And I'm not a Tom Cruise fan at all.
Got to see Rogue last night. It was on TV, so I watched it.
And?
I liked it. I liked it a lot, but somebody said that you need to see that before you see the this next one.
It helps. Yeah. Last week it was 4 stars. It's still 4 stars this week. Next, Teen Titans Go to the Movies. The TV Titans wanted to go big time, and the only way to do that is taking on the superheroes on the big screen, and boy, they do that. Rated PG, full of fun, humor, and music. A lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff parents will also love. Cartoon Network have a hit for one and all. Truth is, I wasn't expecting much, but came out with a smile that had to be surgically removed from my face. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it wasn't that funny, but 4 stars. Take the family. Go see Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
What a disgusting, perverted name. Teens with tight ones.
No.
What? No, it's Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I misheard.
TV News, 150 shows are rated each week. Sacha Baron Cohen's show, where he impersonated a wounded, disabled, Purple Heart American veteran just for a joke, came in 143rd out of 150. He's not a dirtbag. He's a scumbag.
And for as funny as some of the stuff is, he loses those points with me when he does stuff like you just talked about.
It's terrible. Terrible. Newspaper news, and this is not just because I used to write for the New York Post, but the New York Daily News in New York, worst daily paper in the country, is finally going broke. They just let go their New York Yankee and New York Met beat writers. That sort of tells it all when you let your beat writers go in New York. That's not good at all. Hey, during every Thursday, I like to give a vacation suggestion, not one like L.A., New York, Vegas. I've been doing this for a few weeks now. And the destination I want to tell you about today, it's international, British Columbia, but not Vancouver or Victoria. It's a small, fabulous resort tucked in between fabulous mountains, most beautiful lakes you've ever seen, best golf courses in Canada, great restaurants, great wineries, super weather. It's the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia, about 200 miles north of the border. The main town is called Kelowna. It's called the Palm Springs of Canada, reachable by air. Closest to you is you got to get to Chicago to get there.
Sounds good.
I was just thrilled. Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones says, flat, either you stand for the anthem or you sit on the bench.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jerry. My friend, who I've known for over 20 years, Franco, knows every joke in the world. Let's see if he can finish this punchline. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope I can't, by the way, because I need a new joke.
3 strips of bacon and 2 eggs walk into a bar. The bartender says,
we don't serve food here.
We don't serve breakfast.
Oh, breakfast.
Yeah. Damn, so close.
Yeah.
So close.
I tried. I want to tell you about a great movie that's coming out in September, The Old Man with a Gun. Got a preview of it. Fabulous. Robert Redford, Casey Affleck, Danny Glover, Sissy Spacek. It's a true story about a bank robber, played by Robert Redford, who falls in love with sweet lady Sissy Spacek and his constant run from the law after escaping from prison. But it's not a Bonnie and Clyde. He's a happy-go-lucky, fun guy, always with a smile. Fabulous. 4 stars when this thing comes out. It is a really, really good film.
40 seconds, Mr. Evans. 40 seconds.
All right, then. Whose production company is called Hello Sunshine? Reese Witherspoon, Jessica Biel, Drew Barrymore, and I'm sorry I don't have anybody that has small, little corn, like corn on the cob, like teeth.
I think it's funny you're insulting people with bad teeth, Mike.
Or truly, no, just people.
No, just British people.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
I'm going to go with Drew Barrymore.
I'm going to go Reese.
Drew Barrymore, because she's hot.
I will also say Reese Witherspoon.
Have a great weekend, everybody. The answer is Reese Witherspoon.
There you go. There you go. Who else got it?
Me.
Way to go, Dad. You and I, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
We're out of time, so we're out of here. It's been a good week. Thank you for joining us today. And for the past 4 days, we'll be back Monday. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St.